Morning all. I was going to make you say it all again, actually, because I know it is a relaxed morning service, but I think you can do better than that. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
That's better. We're at least awake. The donuts haven't settled too far in. I have to say it feels a bit weird standing up here, particularly with this contraption on. And I feel like I'm about to get in a cockpit and fly an aeroplane, but we definitely wouldn't get to the destination if I was doing that, and it'd be more of a crash landing. But let's hope that the word of this morning won't be a crash landing and it'll be something that will bless you. So I'm going to ask you to participate a little bit here, so just appease me. And I'm going to ask you if anybody's had a break, whether at home or away, since the beginning of June, just raise your hand for me. Okay. And if anybody's intending on taking a break away or at home between now and September, can you raise your hand? There's a few more holidays still to come. Great. Because we're in the holiday season now, and we need to just have a time to rest for our bodies, minds, and souls' sake. I've left the clicker. Thank you. It's normally the technology, not the people, that make things not work. There we go. Brilliant. Okay, so this morning, we're going to be talking about rest, but in different facets of rest. And when God gave me this word, I thought, really? Rest? Well, that's a bit of a naff word to talk about, isn't it, God? And then when I started to do some research on it, I thought, okay, there's a bit more to this rest word than I thought. So I started to look through the Bible and look at where the first point of the word rest came in. And it appears many, many times through the Bible, right the way from the beginning of Genesis through to Revelation. But in Genesis 2, it says, "And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Then God blessed it." Now, even God, the Almighty One, with all his supernatural powers, had to take rest, which we know as the seventh day as the Sabbath. But notice that God blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it. But he didn't bless any of the other 6 days of creation. They were good and they were beautiful, but he didn't bless them. So if you're taking a break or you're going away, make sure you get some time to just rest. Sorry if any of you got any of those big DIY projects or your partners have got in store for you, because in and amongst that, really do encourage you to put some time away for yourself. Now, having a look further at the Old Testament to see who did God give rest to? Well, we look at Exodus 33, and God commanded Moses at Sinai to go to the land I promised. Then he added this promise, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." In Joshua, the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their fathers. Not one of all their enemies had withstood them, for the Lord had given all their enemies into their hands. And further on in Joshua it says, "And now the Lord your God has given rest to your brothers, as he promised them." And God also said to David, "I will give you rest from all your enemies." Now here are just some of the people who God told to give rest, not to mention Elijah and Ruth and many more other people in the Bible. But there are also many scriptures in the Psalms that speak into this subject. But physical rest is one thing. But if we solely recharge ourselves on the flesh alone, then we will just become burnt out very quickly again. So it's important that we refuel our spiritual bodies too. But how and why do we do this? Firstly, we have to just stop. We cannot effectively spiritually recharge if we do not stop. Now, if you have an electric car, I mean fully electric, not a hybrid version, like we've got, it's great when you think you're doing something for the environment and you're looking after the future generations. However, there are certain things with electric cars that can cause problems, because you have to stop and you have to connect the car to the charger to recharge itself. And this takes certain forms of planning and all sorts of things, which I'm going to talk to you a little bit about further on. But as well as stopping, then we also have to be spiritually fed. But how do we do that? Well, we can do it through many ways. We can read the scriptures. We can be amongst worship or meditation and just sitting in the presence of Jesus and allowing the Holy Spirit to fill us. However, rest is not putting worship on in the background whilst watching Netflix, unfortunately, or doing the ironing or cleaning. It does need ourselves to just be still, just to come before the Lord and just stop. In John, the kingdom of God is released through the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." But why is that important? Well, because Paul said, "The word of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." In fact, Jesus goes on to say in John 6 that whoever comes to him will never go hungry, and whoever believes in him will never be thirsty. So Jesus has all the resources to spiritually refuel us. And then we can trust in the word of God. Here's just a few of the scriptures that talk about this and the things that we can benefit from when we trust in the word of God. In Philippians 4, it says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Something that I've been having to heavily rely upon over the last couple of weeks. Isaiah 26, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Deuteronomy 31, "He will never leave you or forsake you." Now that's a verse that we hear over time and time again, don't we? Particularly when we're struggling or something's not quite going right in our lives. And we often pray, "God, don't leave me, God, don't leave me, never forsake me." But he's already told us that he will not leave us or forsake us. So maybe we just need to stand, and myself as a lesson, to his word that he is with us in the midst of a storm and he never leaves us. Psalm 37, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him." Something Mark talked about a couple of weeks ago about delighting in the Lord. And 2 Corinthians, "My grace is sufficient for you, made perfect in weakness." When we believe in the word of God and we sit in his presence, just allowing the Holy Spirit to refuel us, then we come to realize that his word is true, as is his goodness. In 2 Corinthians, Paul says, "We have this treasure of jars in clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but we're not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair." In verse 16, it says, "Therefore, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Paul further says that it's clear that our great power is from God and not from ourselves. We may be pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. Now, when we're self-centered, and I can hold my hand up to this, thinking about fear, stress, or my limitations, when we're looking inwards, then we are restricting the flow and anointing of the Holy Spirit through in us and out of us. And equally, when we rely on our own strength and think we have it all sorted, then that's the time when things tend to go wrong and we start to run in our own capacity. Now, going back to my car, talked about it a bit earlier. The other day, we drove to Exeter to see Grace, which is about approximately 200 miles from our house. By the time we got there, we had about 40 miles left on the battery, and it starts warning you at 30 miles, you know, plug in the battery, plug in the battery. Now, when you've got a petrol car, you can just rock up to a station, put in and fill it up, and off you go in all about 5 minutes, nice and easy. But you can't do that with an electric car. But it has taught us a few things. It's taught us that you have to plan your day, how you're going to get there, where the chargers are going to be. And then when we got there, we had to wait for about 50, 55 minutes, I think it was, to actually refuel the car all the way back up. Now, for me, normally, this is an infuriating and frustrating thing, because I'm a person who just likes to get up and go. I'm always on the go, always doing things, always thinking of the next thing. As my father-in-law will tell you, he's always saying, will you just sit down? And I'm like, no, I've got to put the washing on, no, I've got to do this. So sitting for 55 minutes in a petrol station was quite challenging for me. However, as my husband reminded me, the time that we took to rest and to have a drink and spend some quality time together before we got on the road again was something that we shouldn't take for granted. But this is the benefit of planning our inner, most spiritual rest too. Okay. So rest. Rest is a spiritual vacation. It's something that we have to be conscious about. It's something that we have to plan. It's something that we have to build into our diaries and take time out. Not just on a Sunday. Yes, we've got Sundays and it's lovely to be here together and to rest and just soak in the presence of God. But to rest as well when we have some time out at home this summer or when we go away. Going back to the old, where I started at the beginning of this word and talking about aeroplanes, then I know, as Steve often says, let's land this, I think he says, or something. As I'd put, let's wrap this up, but I thought maybe it's a bit more appropriate this morning to say, let's land this then. So we have to take time out. Let's not have a summer of busy itineraries, because we owe it to ourselves to just stop for a minute. Let's refuel, let's recharge by being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And don't feel guilty, because God has told us to rest. And if you're going away, make sure you put God in your suitcase. And if you're staying at home, then share your quiet place with him. Remember, the stronger the inner being, the greater the output. Thank you.